It's this kind of noise that angers homeowners who happen to live close by a sled dog kennel. And with suburbia edging ever closer to the heart of the Mat-Su, clashes between dog owners and new neighbors are inevitable. Iditarod musher Sim Smith from Big Lake testified Wednesday at the Mat-Su Assembly public hearing on a new ordinance aimed at protecting mushers' rights.
There's a lot of regulations out there. Very few are positively supporting our sport, which is the state sport. It's a major hobby for a lot of people, but it's also a major business in this state for a lot of people. I pay my taxes with money that I make. Raising sled dogs.
The ordinance sets out terms for a 3-year kennel license for a fee of $150. Mat-Su Assemblyman Vern Halter, who keeps a kennel, has run his share of Iditarods and happens to be an attorney. He sponsored the lengthy ordinance that covers everything from a definition of sled dog to mushing facility standards of care. Halter also points out that sled dog mushing is the state's sport and that Alaska has officially been recognized as a right-to-mush state by the legislature. A number of professional kennel owners spoke up at the meeting in support of the ordinance. Dee Dee Johnro says the ordinance protects the dogs as well. In her 40 years of mushing, Johnro says she's seen positive changes in dog care.
And I believe that this ordinance is really helping to design the framework for the quality facilities that I think we would like to see all sled dogs have available to them.
Other mushers related negative incidents aimed at their sport blocked trails and signs with derogatory messages. The ordinance spells out the definition of interference with mushing and provides possible fines for interference of up to $1,000 and imprisonment of 90 days. The borough's Animal Control Board did not offer an opinion on the ordinance, but John Wood, board chair and a sprint musher, noted the economic boost that mushing has become for the valley.
If you take a look at the economic driver that this industry provides for you, it's immense. It's an international sport. If we play our cards correctly, we can be the center of that.
But some expressed concerns. One voice spoke against the ordinance, saying that the borough has not attached a fiscal note to the law and that there is no money in the borough budget to pay for enforcement. Despite that complaint, the ordinance passed unanimously, adding a new chapter to the borough's animal care regulations. I'm Ellen Lockyer.